This past month, the U.S. Senate passed the Stop Trading on Congressional Knowledge Act, or STOCK Act, which would prohibit securities trading by members of Congress, their staffers, and other federal employees on information that is not available to the general public. For example, if a federal legislator learned during a closed hearing something that would have a negative impact on a corporation or an industry, that legislator might be tempted to trade on that knowledge before the markets learned of that information. Under this bill, that sort of congressional insider trading, which recent reports have suggested is quite prevalent, is specifically prohibited. The bill had almost unanimous support in the Senate, and President Obama has promised to sign such a bill immediately if presented to him. The more interesting legal question is whether and why the bill was ever necessary. Insider trading has a long history, but the actual parameters of the crime are anything but clear. There is no federal statute that defines or prohibits insider trading. For decades, prosecutors charged those who profited from buying or selling stocks based on private information under an SEC rule, Rule 10b-5, a general anti-fraud rule that did not mention insider trading at all. The typical insider trading scenario is an employee at a publicly held firm who uses confidential information to profit from trading in the firm's stock, buying stock before a beneficial merger is announced, or selling stock before bad financial news is disclosed. Prosecutors and much of the public has historically felt instinctively that this type of sneaky trading is wrong because it creates an uneven playing field between insiders and your average Joe or Jane investor. Some have argued that insider trading doesn't harm the investing public and provides informative signals to the market. Nevertheless, the SEC and the courts hold that the trading insider commits securities fraud by failing to speak because she owes a duty to the employer from whom she received the information. After a series of Supreme Court cases involving non-employee insider traders, Rule 10b-5 was amended to clear things up a little. Rule 10b-5-1 now prohibits trading on the basis of material non-public information in breach of a duty of trust or confidence that is owed directly, indirectly, or derivatively to the company, its shareholders, or the source of the information. This language is supposed to restate case law and encompass trading by temporary insiders, such as outside attorneys, accountants, and consultants. In addition, outsiders who receive information from innocent tipper insiders in confidence can be liable. Spouses who receive information from insider spouses, for example, or members of the media who are given a story with the understanding not to publish until a certain time. So what about Congress and their staffers? Legal experts are split as to whether our elected officials fall into the category of someone who owes a duty of trust or confidence to either the issuer of securities or the speaker of the information. Some argue that members of Congress are quasi-fiduciaries to the public at large, or at least temporary insiders to the companies and industries that have business before them. Others argue that staffers could be liable for insider trading because they are employees of their respective houses and owe a duty to such, but members of Congress are not, and owe duties only to their electorate. If the House of Representatives passes the bill and President Obama signs his promises, will the STOCK Act provide clarity in this murky area? Probably not. The act will only apply to trades by specified government actors, not all investors, and still won't create a clear federal statute on insider trading. This is Christine Hurt.